The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lennox, and Stockbridge. Watching us on the Access Pittsfield Channel 1301 and the Pittsfield PCTV Select app. Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 10th, and Sean Sayre here with you this morning. Unusual to hear me on a Tuesday morning. You'd probably normally be tuning in and hearing Bob Heck at this time. And Bob had a busy evening last night. Luckily, we'll congratulate the PHS girls basketball team for winning in the Final Four quarterfinal. So they're going on to, actually, sorry, the semifinal. So that means they'll be going on to the championship this weekend. I'm hearing that's going to be either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, depending on the schedule. So we'll stay tuned for that and see if we can bring you that here on WTBR as well. As you know, the MIAA regulations prevent us from broadcasting the video of that game until, you know, 48 hours after or whatever. So we prefer to bring that to you live in any case, and that's why we do it here on WTBR-FM. So stay tuned. Get to our Facebook page, either the Pittsfield TV Facebook page or the WTBR Facebook page, and you'll get more information on when that championship game can be heard on the radio live. And we're happy to be able to bring that to you when it happens. We got a great show for you coming up this morning. We have Jessica Jones and Karen Ryan from the Christian Center here in Pittsfield. I'm going to be talking about food insecurity. Some things that the Christian Center have been working on for input to the organization, and then also talking about the fundraiser they got coming up. They have something called Deal Me In Casino Night. We're going to be talking about all that. That's on April 10th, by the way, so mark your calendars now. But stick around for the rest of the program. Definitely talking about all of that with the folks from the Christian Center in just a moment. First, let's get to our weather forecast and see what we have in store for you. I hear we're going to get quite the day here today. My goodness. Here we go. Let's listen to this.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, clear. Near steady temperature in the lower 40s. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny. Highs in the mid-60s. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. West wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming east after midnight. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice day today, mid-60s. And actually, on my way in, I was hearing some talk of 70s, like that 7 handle. My goodness, March 10th, and we're already getting there. Pretty warm temperatures. Don't get used to it, though, because as we know, this is fake spring. Mm. We've been through that before. We know what that's all about. So we're going to get some nice weather, and then probably by the end of the week, it's going to be back into the 30s and 40s. But enjoy it while it lasts. That's what we try to do here. All right, Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Good morning, Jessica and Karen. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
And pull those microphones a little closer to you. Oh, okay. There. They pull right in. Thank you very much. All right. So welcome to the program. Christian Center, I don't know that we've had you on the air before, I'm sure. Maybe in the past, Bill Sturgeon has had someone on from Christian Center, but this is my first time talking with both of you. Jessica and Karen, introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about yourselves before we get on to the business of the Christian Center. What led you to be at and work with the Christian Center?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Sure.
I am Jessica Jones. I have been in the role of the executive director at the Christian Center for about 7 months now. So still a little fresh.
Yeah.
In the seat, but it is exactly where I've always wanted to be, really in the community, doing something that you can see the impact immediately, right? Mm-hmm. So especially with the way the world is today and you start to feel helpless, there's nothing you can do to make a change. Being right in the middle of it and doing something face-to-face with community members, you start to feel like, okay, maybe I can do something, and this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let Karen introduce herself.
Go ahead, Karen.
Hello, everyone. Karen Ryan, Christian Center. I'm the Food Service Director and Resource Coordinator. I've been with the Christian Center coming up on 16 years. I am not from Berkshire County. Mm-hmm. I moved out here. And I'm grateful to the Christian Center.
Oh, you're from Berkshire County now, aren't you?
I'm from Berkshire County now, yes, yes. But I've only been out here since I've been at the Christian Center. I'm grateful for the Christian Center to give me an opportunity to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
I have a recovery, and my background is recovery. So coming to the Christian Center, I started off as a volunteer and really wanted to give back, just the diverse population that we serve at the Christian Center. I'm just grateful to work with, the families and everybody that we do on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't feel bad. I've been in Pittsfield for 35 years and I'm still the new guy. So just the way it works. So let's talk about the Christian Center itself and give us like the 30,000 foot view of what the organization is and does, a little bit of its history, if you can. We'll start with you, Jessica.
So the Christian Center has been around in some iteration since 1892. Hmm. In the beginning, it really was, it was started by some members of the Methodist Church who wanted a community Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
That people could, so people didn't want to go up street to the churches all the time, and it wasn't as accessible. So it really started out as a Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
But it grew into kind of the arm of several Pittsfield churches to provide basic needs, really specifically for immigrants newly moved to the area, whether they were coming from overseas or the African American Southern diaspora, mm-hmm. the helping people get on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it quickly did become that center for helping uplift new community members. We still see a lot of new community members today.
Mm-hmm.
So some things haven't changed.
Mm-hmm.
However, the Christian Center hasn't provided that religious aspect in many years, several decades.
Yeah.
So that's why one of the things that we wanted to talk about was the community input sessions and our planning for what the Christian Center looks like moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that, right? And it can be very difficult for organizations that have been around that have that long history of service in the community with a particular name that harkens back, right, to sort of the founding and the original nature, but have evolved over the years. And now they really, the name sometimes doesn't connect directly with what people think of as the main services of the organization. So what are some of the main services of the Christian Center right now?
Can I take that one?
Sure.
Yeah.
So currently we are open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
And located on?
193 Robbins Ave in Pittsfield.
Okay.
We serve breakfast daily. We have a hot lunch daily. We are the only food pantry. We do food pantry 5 days a week. So you can come in during our hours. We have a free clothing boutique, which is free to the community, no questions asked. We do a lot of referral services. We have different agencies that come in and table to offer their resources in the community.
Mm.
We're really the hub of, not just the west side, but of Pittsfield. So people can come in and stay there throughout the day. And have two meals a day. Some people that come in might just come for breakfast, but it might be the only meal they get for the day. They can always get warm clothing summer stuff during the mm-hmm. cool, hotter months. We always have coats and blankets and pillows and really whatever we are able to get for them. If we don't have it, we will, contact another agency, and try to find help for them.
How many people are you serving on a sort of regular basis? How many people do you see come through?
Well, we served about 7,000 last year.
7,000 meals?
People.
Or people.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like 300 or 400 people a week.
A week, typically. For lunches.
300 or 400 people a week.
Yeah.
Okay, so that puts a number. I mean, they always say that, you know, if you have a problem, you can't solve the problem unless you can count the problem or unless you can, you know, put a figure on it somehow. So,
and we do around 300 to 400 for our clothing boutique each month. Mm. Families can come in and get clothing, household items. We have different organizations that contact us when people are moving into apartments or have had fires or, you know, DCF, things, you know, different programs. So it's like 300 to 400 monthly just for families for just that service.
Wow. So that's a pretty significant need, right?
Yes, and it's grown. Mm-hmm. It's grown in the last probably 18 months.
And we expect it to continue to grow.
What have you seen as the biggest need that has grown in the last 18 months or so? What have you seen spikes in or needs that are more difficult to fulfill?
I think food, household items, diapers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the last couple of months, I've seen a big increase for oil. People calling that, oil, heating services. Mm.
People who have tapped out, the help that Berkshire Community Action Council provides, mm-hmm. They've been to the Salvation Army, they've been to elder services. Mm. So they've utilized all of those funds. And I think part of the problem is not that funding has gone away, but that everything is so expensive that you have to, people are being forced to pick and choose. What do I pay? Do I buy food? Do I pay my rent? Mm-hmm. Do I get some oil?
Mm-hmm.
And it just compounds.
Yeah. And some of that funding actually has gone away. It was delayed.
Delayed.
I know the home heating assistance, and we've had the folks from BCAC on here as well. And it was, touch and go there for a while. They didn't even know, whether a lot of that was going to be fulfilled. It turned out it was, but maybe not at the levels that we had seen in the past. And, of course, prices don't go down, certainly not in the last couple of years. We've seen, a regular rise. And so that is putting pressure on people's budgets and the ability of making those choices, as you said, right, between their food, and their heating oil, or, potentially transportation, things like that, right? So what kinds of things can you do to respond to that? Like, I wouldn't have thought that they would be coming to the Christian Center for assistance with heating oil. What can you respond with?
Well, for that particular request, there's not much we can do except to give them other resources.
Mm-hmm.
There are neighbor-to-neighbor funds that several organizations throughout the city have that can sometimes be used for things like that. And they get used quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So this time of year especially, it's really hard to find a way to, or anyone to direct someone to that's specific to heating, at least for us.
Mm-hmm.
The best we can hope to do is provide them with some other basic needs so that they can free up those funds to pay something else.
Yeah, take a little bit of the heat off, and no pun intended, right?
Right.
Into that area of the budget, because everyone is trying to make that all work. And it sometimes comes down to the pennies, right? The smallest amount to whether you're going to make a payment for something or not.
Mm-hmm.
Then in that area of food insecurity, which sounds like it's the biggest concern right now, and we've certainly had a very cold winter. Probably the coldest winter people can remember in the last maybe 10 to 15 years. That must impact everything. Is that why you're seeing more of a demand for food and for other resources?
I think it's a combination of all of those things and the SNAP benefit delay, so Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. In November, really kind of hit people hard, and yes, they did eventually get those funds, but we expect that problem to get worse too. So the requirements have become more restrictive around work, around documentation that you have to provide. So as people are coming up for recertification, they are more likely to lose benefits.
Mm.
And we're talking about people who are generally working,
yeah.
And will no longer qualify to get whatever SNAP benefits they used to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the unhoused, you know, as well, will lose their benefits.
Because of work requirements, mm-hmm. right?
So, yeah. So talk about that. It's a recertification process you mentioned. How often do people need to prove that they have those needs? Is that something that's
yearly, I believe?
Yes, they have to do it. They have to mm-hmm. do it once a year. And I don't want to speak too much for DTA, but we do pay quite a Department of Transitional Assistance. We do pay quite a lot of attention to this because it is going to directly impact what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So the expectation is that people who are recertifying January, February, March, by April 1st, those people who were recertifying in January will lose. There's a 90-day window.
Hmm.
So they recertify, they're found ineligible, they still have 90 days. By April 1st, they will stop getting benefits.
Hmm.
So it will, throughout the year, more and more people will lose those benefits or will be denied initial applications.
And what makes someone no longer qualify for the benefits?
Some of the biggest concerns are the changes in requirements for immigration status.
Hmm.
So just to clarify, undocumented people do not get DTA benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not talking about undocumented people. We're talking about immigration statuses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, the work requirement has changed so that more people are required to work that were not required to work before. And some of those are parents with children 14 and up,
14.
Are no longer eligible without the work requirement. So it's just, it's harder to qualify. It's harder to prove that you qualify. They used to largely let you self-declare a lot of the information that they use to calculate your benefits, and now they're requiring documentation, which is just, it makes the process harder for a lot of people. And there's not enough SNAP caseworkers to handle that load through no fault of their own. Mm-hmm. They're doing the best that they can.
How hard is it for them to get a hold of the documentation that they need to do this recertification? Because that seems to be sort of the catch-22, right? And then if there are additional work benefit or work requirements to receive the benefits, does that also, you know, once someone is working, does that change their status for being able to keep, you know, in other words, you're trying to balance all this stuff out. You're trying to say, okay, just trying to, you know, pay all those bills and get ahead. And every time I get a little further ahead, they take something back away.
The cliff effect.
Uh-huh.
That's what we all call it.
And there is volunteer opportunities to stay on SNAP. But I think that's another, kind of bump in the road, because I think Department of Transitional Assistance isn't going to have, you know, the workers to be able to follow all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to have, I think, is it 80 hours a week, a month? 60 hours a month? It depends on...
I don't remember.
It's a percentage of the benefit you get.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's going to be enough people in the community for each agency for people to volunteer. So someone could volunteer instead of working to keep their benefits.
Hmm.
But I think, I'm more, yes, the working families with the children, but I think, too, the unhoused people who don't have those access to resources and are on the street and just need that to be able to buy a sandwich at night or be able to buy, you know, them losing those benefits and not having somewhere to eat, not, you know, somewhere to go, I think is going to be huge for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and to answer the original question about the documentation, so consider, say, I'm a mom, I have a 7-year-old,
mm-hmm.
but I'm living with friends because I don't have my own housing.
Mm-hmm.
They have an apartment that if they tell their landlord I'm living here, they risk their own housing.
Mm-hmm.
So they are unwilling to provide me a letter saying this is where I live and this is what I pay them to live here.
Okay.
I can't, you know, they would have to give me a letter saying I pay a portion of their utilities to get that deduction. And some people just are not comfortable doing that because they're going to risk their own housing.
Yeah.
So there are plenty of situations where getting that documentation, even just to get the deductions, because it's like taxes, right? You have this income, but we're going to deduct this to determine your benefit. Those deductions are important. But when you can't prove that you're paying this, then you're not going to get you're not going to get your full what you would if this was all easily put on paper.
Mm. Sounds so simple until you get into the details, right?
Yeah.
And that's when you start realizing that it's very, very complicated in some ways. And it sounds like also that every story is a bit different, right? There isn't one simple model that we think of as someone who is in need and you sort of start making generalizations about what's going on, and they're like, no, you can't really do that because there's so many different stories. We're talking this morning on Morning Drive with Jessica Jones and Karen Ryan from the Christian Center. This is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM, and we're having a conversation right now about food insecurity and the kinds of things that the Christian Center does to step up and help people in the community to do to live their lives and maybe take a step up and move forward from terrible situations in some ways. I also want to mention that we'll talk about this more in the second half of the program, that they do have a fundraiser coming up that everyone can participate in if it's something that you'd like to help. Going to a fundraiser is always a really good way to do that. It's going to be called Deal Me In Casino Night. It's happening at the Country Club of Pittsfield on April 10th, and we'll talk about that again a little bit later. Again, on the food insecurity side, and it seems like that is something that the Christian Center definitely does, you know, one of the major anchor institutions, if you will, in Pittsfield, helping on that front. And the SNAP benefits that were sort of in flux, what was the end result of that? Did they all come back? Did they, you know, they were delayed for a long time? Did the state of Massachusetts come in and backfill some of that? How did it all work out? Because here we are in March, and that all really kind of took place in November and December, right?
Yeah. So the state did come in and backfill so that people did get their November benefits. They got them several weeks late.
Mm-hmm. And how did that affect people that you saw on the ground right there at the Christian Center? How did that affect people trying to just, you know, exist?
I think it's still affecting people now from November. I mean, I had families coming in who had to take some of their utilities bills or some of their rent to buy food because they were 3 weeks delayed. So it kind of put them, it backed them up. So I think it's still affecting them today just from November. But I think with the economy and the, you know, it's just everything just keeps piling on top of everybody.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact number, but I think in November we saw about 70% of the people coming in were new to the Christian Center.
I mean,
it was a huge explosion
that
month alone.
Saying like I'd never been to a food pantry before. They were, you know, basically backed up against the wall to have to come in and you know, I need food and they just, but that's an every month, I think, thing now, like through the year, we're seeing new people who've never used a food pantry, who never had to use a food pantry, that are just humbly walking through the door and being like, how do I do this? I've never done this before.
Yeah. And the Berkshire United Way, really came quickly to the aid of organizations like ours, and we do all work together. The food pantries, the food system, Berkshire Bounty, who like food reclaiming. You know, they get food from grocery stores, from retailers, from farmers, and distribute it to Berkshire County food pantries. Berkshire United Way had a rapid relief fund almost immediately in the month of November to help all of us. Make up for that huge increase in need locally. So I think Berkshire County has that really going, we have that going for us. We work together, we collaborate, we know what's going on with other organizations, and everybody wants to help.
Yeah. When you saw that surge of people come through and people that you'd never seen before, and such a huge increase, how were you able to ramp up those efforts to say, okay, we've got kind of a surge coming through here, and we're, you know, we can't turn people away. So how did you, as a small staff and organization, how did you respond to that?
We bought more food.
Yeah. I mean, again, and, United Way, that was a huge thing for us. And just people really started stepping up in the community and bringing us donations and groceries. Yeah. The food bank of Western Mass stepped up, you know, having more food available.
Did it put a strain on your, you know, physical plant infrastructure? Where do you bring the food in? How do you process it, get it out the door, that kinds of things? How did that work?
No, but I think we have the advantage of, so our food pantry is open 5 days a week, which is not the case for, so we don't have to get it out the door, you know, quickly, like some of the other pantries do.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we just have an area where, you know, we have all our refrigerators and freezers. Everything is stocked every day. We have a closet in the back where all the food comes in every week. You know, and volunteers just every day stock the food pantry, stock the refrigerators and freezers. So, you know, it's ready, available daily.
And we did get a lot of food donations from the community during November and December, a huge amount. So that's one of the benefits is you have a different selection all the time because it just depends on
Berkshire Bounty, who, you know, regularly gives us food. They stepped up and gave us more milk and more eggs and increased our cheese. And we're able to get us meats from a farm. Mm. And so people really, you know, like Jessica said, collaboration and people. I think Berkshire County is just one of the most amazing. Like, I mean, if you look at even some of the bigger cities don't have as much collaboration and food pantries and just the meetings here and the people getting involved in Berkshire County is just amazing. Everybody's willing to step up immediately.
And what do you see as the long-term outlook for this? Because it's great when people step up during like around Thanksgiving and around Christmas and things like that when people are focused on these issues. But obviously the issue doesn't go away when you get to January and February or when you get into the summer months. What do you see as sort of the long-term goal for continuing to provide these services to, you know, work against the food insecurity that is only seeming to be increasing?
Well, I mean, some things we have to do internally, right? So we have to maybe shift and become more imaginative in the way that we raise funds or ask for community help or, you know, working with new organizations that maybe we're not collaborating with yet. But we also, again, so we have a monthly food access meeting. So again, everybody kind of working within this system gets together, and this is what we talk about. Like, how do we as a whole system meet the needs as they change? So I feel great that I don't have to think of what we're going to do to, you know, I don't have to do it alone. We're all in this together. And one of the things that we're doing together, I think it's the first time that this has happened, is we all got together as a food system, and I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people got together to decide what we want to advocate for with the state budget. The process, you know, just started, and so we'll do some lobbying and advocacy as a group rather than as individuals. And so I hope that, you know, when one of the things that we're going to advocate for, our top priority, is increased funding for SNAP caseworkers. Because again, it's a triple down effect, and it doesn't just affect the SNAP participants. It doesn't just affect us as food pantries. It affects the grocery stores where people use their SNAP benefits. It affects the farmers who make who really benefit from HIP, Healthy Incentive Program, which allows people with SNAP benefits to have extra money to buy fresh, locally grown produce. You know, so it all works together. We all suffer with the reduction in that particular program.
Right. Yeah, and what we've talked about on this program many times is how we do work together in Berkshire County. You know, we saw that through the pandemic where organizations pulled together and they came up with creative solutions to things that they couldn't solve in other parts of the state. We were doing it out here because we were just used to working together and working across those lines. We don't get stuck in those silos as much. I think everyone does to a certain extent, but just knowing that there are other people there and you can lean on them and you can work with people makes a big difference. Jessica Jones and Karen Ryan are here this morning. If you're just joining us, this is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. They're from the Christian Center, and we're going to be talking about some of the other sort of organizational things they've been doing there, getting some input on the organization, and we'll talk about that and also the fundraiser that's coming up on April 10th. Looking forward to the rest of our conversation with them, and we'll be right back. We're going to take that quick top of the hour break here and thank our underwriters and give you a station ID and some other good stuff. So stick around. We'll be right back with our conversation with folks from the Christian Center right here on Morning Drive. Here we go.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Pittsfield Community Television has relaunched our website at pittsfieldtv.org with a new design to make it easier to find our live streams with PCTV Select, where you can watch live sports, city meetings, and more. Now it's simple to find our past shows on demand and future TV schedules. You can also quickly find information on how to be a member, our upcoming training sessions, and how to donate to PCTV. Check it out at pittsfieldtv.org.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Start saving early. Even if it is $5 a week, setting aside money on a regular basis builds the habit of saving.
Just because you have a coupon doesn't mean you need to buy it now.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Dave Cachet, the archivist of the WTBR-FM Vinyl Library. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 for Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR. I'll take you back in time to when these records were brand new. Each week, I'm going to pick a random spot in the vast record library of WTBR and pull out a bunch of great vinyl to play for you. That's right, an hour's worth of random songs with that rich vinyl sound, just the way you remember them. That's Random Draw every Saturday morning at 9, only on WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sondrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lennox, and Stockbridge. Also, you might be watching us on Access Pittsfield Channel 1301 on your cable dial or on the PCTV Select app. Either way, we're happy that you've joined us this morning, and hi out there to our regular listeners and viewers. We appreciate you tuning in every day and hearing something different here on your community radio station. We appreciate that. We have Jessica Jones and Karen Ryan on the program this morning from the Christian Center here in Pittsfield, and we're going to be talking about some of their exploration into the organization and the things that they do, and also talking about their fundraiser that's coming up. I'll just mention that again. That's April 10th over at the Country Club of Pittsfield. It's a Deal Me In Casino Night. Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's something that we'll ask them how you can get involved with that and get tickets and other good stuff like that. So we'll do that in just a moment. First, let's get one more listen to the weather forecast that we have in store for us today. I hear it's going to be a nice one, so no snow in the forecast at least. Here we go. Berkshire Weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny. Highs in the mid-60s. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Becoming east after midnight, Wednesday, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain in the morning, then rain likely in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, that's nice when you get a day in the mid to upper 60s. Could even hit 70 degrees. I almost hate to say it because as soon as I say that, then we won't. But it's certainly possible. Yesterday, I think we got warmer than it was supposed to be. It felt definitely nicer yesterday. I came in with the full coat and hat on and left with it over my shoulder. You know, it's one of those days. But it is all fake. We know that it's only by the end of the weekend, we're going to be back in winter. And, you know, and it's always the middle of March, too, when you always worry about getting that one more big snowstorm. Right. We did have a cold and snowy winter this year, bigger than normal. And I always wonder, you know, March, even April 1st, we could still get surprised. We've always got to be watchful of that. All right. Morning Drive returns here. And Jessica and Karen, thanks for joining me again this morning to talk about the Christian Center. You've been working recently on getting some input about the organization. And maybe you can tell me about that. Some community input sessions that you've been holding. Tell me why you're doing that, first of all. And then we'll talk about what you've been learning.
Okay. So we embarked on this project because, so even before my time, there were many conversations with the, you know, former director of the board about rebranding, about changing the name. As I said earlier in the show, the Christian Center had strong, religious focus for the first three quarters of its existence, but has not in several decades. And we feel that people mistake, what we do based on the name. Mm. And we know that because, they call, they ask, when are services, that sort of thing. But we also know that some people see the name and say, well, I don't identify as a Christian, or I am not interested in something religious, so that place is not for me. So it's really kind of about refocusing based on what we actually do, who we actually are right now, and who the community needs us to be. So we have, in late January and early February, held three in-person community listening sessions, one on a weekend, one on a weekday evening, and one on a weekday during the day.
Okay.
So we invited everybody in to have conversations about what the Christian Center does, what they want us to do. What do you need? We can't do everything, but we want to hear what it is, you think we could do to help in other ways that we haven't thought about. The attendance wasn't great.
It's always hard bringing people in right in January and February. Those are tough months.
Yeah. And it's under
this year, especially.
Exactly. Yeah. We did have our evening session. Several community members came, longtime community members came, and the conversation was really robust. So I think that evening gave us some information to work with. We also have an online survey in both English and Spanish available through our Facebook page. We've had that printed on paper that we give to people who come into the Christian Center to fill out the survey. So we've collected about 41, 42 surveys, which, you know, isn't so bad.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can stoke that up a little bit if people are interested in filling out that survey. Is it still open right now?
It is still open. Mm-hmm. It's going to be open through the end of this weekend, through Sunday.
And that is available, you said, on the Christian Center Facebook page.
Facebook page is the easiest place to find it. Yeah, okay. CC Pittsfield.
Okay.
But our website is ChristianCenterPittsfield.org.
Okay. So if you'd like to participate, they'd love to have your input. Is it a short survey? Just follow the questions and answer?
Short survey. And it focuses on what people need, what resources they find lacking, and what they think about our name. Because we don't want to just take Christian out of the name without asking people their opinions.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, the Christian Center's had great leaders, Reverend Durant, Cheryl Nolan, you know, people that the community all identify this place with, you know, those people. And we really want to be thoughtful when we make big changes like this. So that is what the community input sessions are about. What we're hoping is that we can kind of analyze all the information we have collected, have a feedback session for the community in late March.
Okay.
And then as a feed into the casino night fundraiser, at the fundraiser, make some announcements about the direction, about, you know, what we found and possibly what a new name might be.
So what are you learning so far from the results of the survey, which are not final, but, and, you know, maybe just speaking with people in person, which a lot of times will beat, someone checking off a box or maybe being on a Zoom call or something like that. When you've got some face-to-face interaction, it always makes a difference. What are some of the things you're learning that maybe you hadn't thought of before people came and said, well, this is kind of what I envision, you know?
Well, so I think three of the biggest themes. First of all, the need most identified was housing and homelessness.
And transportation.
There's not a lot we can do.
Right. Those aren't really
the housing. Right.
Central to your mission, right?
Although, again, we welcome people to come and, you know, hang out at the Christian Center, watch movies, except Karen likes to put the news on. I don't know.
I do put movies on during lunch.
I know. We have games, you know, we have books.
We can steer them in the right direction for housing. I mean, we do have housing that comes every Wednesday from 9 to 11 during our food pantry to help people. I think housing, transportation, and I think after school programs, you know, bringing back the kids to the center, you know, where they used, you know, years ago we had, you know, camps and different programs. So I think that was a big piece too.
Yes. Yeah, so that is one of the other recurring themes is someplace for the kids to go.
Okay.
So I don't think, you know, there are a lot of great organizations providing youth activities, youth services. Our next step with looking at that would be to talk to those people already doing this work and say, hey, where is the gap? And, you know, would it be helpful for us to do a, you know, low threshold youth afternoon, right? So from 3 to 5, come in, get snacks, get homework help, you know, something that they don't, it's not basketball and it's not, you know, music and it's not, it's kind of open.
Yeah.
So
that way you're not duplicating effort. You're basically filling in the gap of what might be needed. If there are youth kids somewhere that won't have anything or anywhere to go for that 3 to 5 period right after school, but it could be productive or it could be a safer environment or whatever from what they have now, that might be a gap that you could fill.
Right, right. So we will definitely be exploring how we can help with community youth. One of the other themes was really just community connection. So people feeling disconnected from the community as a whole. You know, Pittsfield, we can be a little clicky. As you said, you've been here how many years and you're still the new guy?
Yeah.
And
I'm now the old new guy.
Right, yeah. Right. But, you know, finding people that you can just connect with, and not that loneliness was a word that was written more than once on the written surveys. And that was one we wouldn't have thought of. Mm. But even, like I said, in the evening listening session that was more robust, that theme came up, being able to just have this place where we can come and hang out and
have human connection,
human interaction. Yes. Yeah. So we have been trying to do more like evening dinner, family game night, you know, stuff like that. But
yeah, I think just re-engaging people to come back into the center. I mean, when I started there, you know, we had the same families, the same people in the community would come in and they'd all have coffee and they'd stay for lunch. And, you know, but times have changed over the years. People have grown up, they've moved on, or you know what I mean? So I think just bringing people back to the table to really, you know, engage, I think that's a goal for us to, you know, let people know we're there. Mm.
And making sure they feel welcome, which again, you know, is the whole, you know, reason for thinking about a new name. We just want you to feel welcome to come in. Like, this is your space. Mm-hmm. This doesn't belong to us. This belongs to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the survey and the input sessions go, did you leave a space there for people to fill in a name that they might want to rename the Christian Center? Is that something that you've asked for?
Yes, we did. Yeah. Yep.
And so without revealing anything, because obviously that'll come later, did you get some interesting input on that?
Well, so we actually, and this may have been something I would have done differently. So, you know, again, these conversations were happening even before I started this position. Mm-hmm. You know, we as a staff talked about it. The board talked about it. We had some kind of favorite names, and I included those in the survey, and then an extra spot for your idea. But people are more inclined to, I'm just going to check off one of the ones that's already there for
choice.
Me. Right, yeah. So I think that was the benefit of those in-person discussions. We actually got to talk about it. Hmm. And so it was much more informative than checking a box on a survey.
Sometimes you get people, you know, a bunch of minds together, and creativity takes off. Mm-hmm. That can happen. That's when, you know, it just you put certain people in a room together and they start having a conversation, and then it leads somewhere that you didn't think it was going to lead, or you get an idea that just pops up. So serendipity sometimes is the right thing, right? Mm-hmm. Jessica Jones and Karen Ryan here, my guests this morning on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lenox, and Stockbridge, and talking about the Christian Center and sort of getting some input on the future direction. Are you considering a change in mission, or maybe a altering some of the programs you might do, or there's some programmatic things that might also, you know, evolve out of this whole process?
Yes. So the mission actually has been updated not that long ago, before me, but not long ago. Mm-hmm. I do hope to be able to start a formal strategic planning process soon. We haven't done that in quite a long time. Mm-hmm. So this, it'll be an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Throughout this calendar year. But yes, that is our hope, is to really hone in on, you know, what we do and add programming that makes sense, you know, based on, again, what we've heard people say, what we see people need, but that the Christian Center has done in the past. You know, we've done youth programming in the past. It's not new to the center. It's just not, it's been a few years.
Yeah.
So what makes sense right now, and let's move forward with a long-term plan that builds on that.
Yeah. And obviously, when it comes to adding programs or changing programs or anything to do with a building or physical plant or anything like that, we're really talking about funding, right? Resources, things that enable you to do the kinds of things that you're talking about. So let's talk about this fundraiser that you have coming up, which is on April 10th at the Country Club of Pittsfield. Tell us how you got the idea to have this. Is this the first type of this fundraiser that you'll be doing?
Yeah, this is
like the, I mean, we really haven't had a fundraiser I don't think since I've been there. I mean, I don't want to say that, but I mean, we've had smaller, different things. We've had, you know, chef events and different things like that. But we really actually haven't had, I think at this magnitude, like we haven't had this kind of fundraiser to raise funds.
So tell us some details about what it is and what it's going to be like.
Yeah. So it will be casino themed. The games will be for entertainment purposes only. Not money involved in this.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer.
For entertainment purposes only.
Yeah. So there'll be, you know, food, music, roulette,
blackjack.
Poker, blackjack. Yeah, you know, those things you would expect at a casino, and a raffle and silent auction.
Okay.
So the fundraiser, the casino night starts at 6 p.m.,
okay.
goes to 10 p.m.
That's on April 10th.
I won't be there at 10 p.m. because I'm in bed. But, so April 10th. And what we're hoping is that we'll be able to share some of, you know, the things that we've been talking about with the community and our intentions with the name change and, you know, being able to present that at this fundraiser is the goal.
Okay. And will there be advance tickets available? How do people get that? How do they get involved?
They're on our website right now.
And that website is?
ChristianCenterPittsfield.org.
Okay. ChristianCenterPittsfield.org.
And it's also on our Facebook, so you can, you know, we post it quite a bit. Mm-hmm.
And the Facebook page, if you're looking for that, is?
CC Pittsfield.
CC Pittsfield. You go on Facebook, just type that in.
Yep.
And Google is also your friend here, people.
Yeah. And you can come in and see us and buy one in person.
Buy one in person.
We would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a fun night. I mean, it's not something that somebody's really ever done, I think, for a fundraiser in Pittsfield. So I think it's interesting. I think it's fun. If you like to go to the casino, you know, play games, I think it's going to be a fun night.
And for those of us who aren't very fancy, we're going to do our best to be fancy.
How do we dress for this fundraiser? Do we have to be James Bond for this? Casino Royale?
No black tie. No black tie this time. No white gloves. You know, cocktail casual is fine.
Gotcha. Tell us what you hope to do by raising the money for this. Where specifically will that get spent, and what types of things would you like to do moving forward with other fundraisers?
So, I mean, that'll mostly go to support program expenses. So the food program, meal program, and hopefully going into building whatever we decide to add, you know, whether that's a youth activity or so being able to provide more to the community.
Yeah, and just the fact that you need a building to keep this all running, how is that working out right now? What kind of shape is your building in?
You mean our 135-year-old building?
Yeah.
It's you know what? It's holding up fairly well for its age.
Yeah.
We just did a renovation in October. We got new flooring in the whole first floor. So the dining area and the kitchen, much needed. It was actually dangerous.
The floor hadn't been done in like 40 years. So, you know,
And I can imagine with that kind of traffic, you're going to need, you know, it has a life, right? I mean, it can only support that much before things need to be replaced.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a few years back, we did a new roof on the building. Mm-hmm. It was needed.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's holding up for its, for its age. And
it doesn't, the siding is a little shabby. Yeah. I think our biggest concern right now is the parking lot, which is not paved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sloppy, muddy mess, which, you know, nobody should have to trudge through that to get inside. But parking lots are very expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially now, for sure.
Yeah. The materials themselves are.
Right.
Yeah. Expensive.
And Jessica, you mentioned earlier about advocacy and pulling together and you know, looking at what the state delegation potentially could do. Are things like that sort of on your menu, on your agenda as well, is looking to say, you know, hey, we've got this 130-year-old building and look at all this stuff that we do for the community in general. Are there any, you know, state or federal funds that can help do some of those things?
Well, you know what? I haven't actually thought about that. Mm. We've been focused really more on the food itself.
Sure.
But it's a good point. Mm. And we have very active, you know, state representatives. So I feel sure that you say it enough. You know, this is what we need. This is what we need. They're listening and they're doing what they can.
Yeah, I would imagine the food issue is going to be first and foremost. And, you know, it must be hard. And I know every nonprofit organization thinks about this when we talk about this on the air, is that you're getting through the day most of the time, providing those services, doing the thing that you normally do. And it's hard sometimes stepping back from that and saying, okay, but we have to think about the long-term future, or we have to think about infrastructure or a building or advocacy or any of those million other things, right, that you have to do to run a nonprofit organization. But the main thing is always sort of, you know, you got people coming through the door, you got regular things that are happening, things that you need to provide for. And that must be always front of mind, right?
Always front of mind. Yeah. But you know what? We always, we're always adding to our wish list. Mm. Which every organization should have a wish list, because that should inform, you know, your planning process.
Yeah.
We would love to have a van, transportation.
Yes.
We'd love.
Yes.
That would be.
So you don't have a van or any transportation now?
No, we don't. Yeah. We don't. And that would be a game changer for so many reasons.
What would
reasons.
That help you do?
So, A, we rent a U-Haul every week to go pick up our food delivery. Right.
Yep. Wow. So you have to rent every time to do that.
Yes. Every single week.
Wow.
But if we had a van with removable seats, we could pick it up ourselves.
Yeah.
But if it had seats, we could take people where they need to be sometimes. You know what I mean? We being able to provide transportation would just be huge, because that is, again, one of the two main things people see as the biggest needs in our community: homeless, you know, housing and transportation.
Just to the grocery store. I've always wanted to have a van just to be like, you know, hey, you know, this day, you know, be at the Christian Center. Because I think a lot of people, you know, whatever side of town you live on, will go to just the convenience store. It's easy. Mm-hmm. They don't have transportation. You know, there's no nutritional value to that. They're spending a lot more money on just their milk and eggs or whatever. Just trips to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, come on, you know, let's go. 10 families, let's, you know,
yeah.
go to the grocery store. And even helping people, teach people how to shop, you know, more, you know,
economically
for them, you know, or healthy eating, teaching them how to buy fresh fruits and vegetables, recipes, that kind of stuff.
Well, it's a great point, Karen, because, you know, we've talked about food deserts and things like that here, and we don't technically have a food desert in Pittsfield, but maybe we kind of do in some ways because of the transportation problem. And everybody knows, living in Pittsfield and Berkshire County, it's really hard to get to the places you need to get to.
Yes.
The lack of public transportation and the like, you know, depending on where your housing is, you're far away from the supermarkets where there is fresh food. And, you know, losing Harry's down on Wakona Street, for example, where we had a small supermarket there that served a really, you know, needy area of the community, gone. Right.
Yeah.
And so now they have to go much further away to get that healthy food that you talked about. So lots of challenges. And I commend you for the work that you do, just a tremendous amount. And best of luck with everything going on with the sort of input and the surveys and things that you're getting about the Christian Center. And certainly we want to plug that fundraiser one more time here before we're off the air. Right. It's April 10th. Country Club of Pittsfield, and tell us again what it is.
Casino Night to benefit the Christian Center.
All right. So put that on your calendars, folks, and you can go to their Facebook page or the website to get your advance tickets, or just go to the Christian Center and pick one up and say hi to them while they're there and maybe say thank you for what they're doing.
Maybe enjoy our delicious hot lunch that Karen makes, because let me tell you, I've gained a few pounds.
Well, that's a good thing sometimes. You know, better than losing a few pounds if you're hungry. You're not hungry, maybe keep the pounds off. All right. Jessica Jones, Karen Ryan, thank you so much for being here this morning on
Morning
Drive.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck with everything, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right.
Thanks so much.
Morning Drive will return tomorrow with Bob Heck, everybody. And then I'll be back with you on Friday. Take care, everybody.